Hi, everybody. I am an addict. My name is Bill. I guess to qualify briefly, after the better part of 30 years, I was engaged in an active addiction. I remember my first drug was in the 50s. I was 11 years old, and I saw a commercial on TV, and it was the weirdest commercial I've ever seen before or since. it was about drugs, and it started out about sniffing glue. And I saw that commercial, and here I am, 11 years old, and what did I do? I had to go sniff some glue. I don't know why, but that was part of me that, you know, later played a big part in my life. But anyhow, I said it was at the age of 41, and after a suicide attempt, that it took me to finally see the light. I had been in and out of the room for a good 10 years, trying to get it a year clean. It took 10 years. I was in and out, one excuse after the other, and I know better, and this and that, and but I'm sure a lot of us thought that and felt that, but that only got me deeper into me, which is where I didn't need to be. Change or die, pretty basic, but took me a long time to grasp that concept. Who do they think they're talking to, change or die? Man, I've been dead. I've been as close to dead as you can get on more than several occasions. The last time I used was at a suicide attempt, and I did enough to put a couple people down, I thought. But God, as I understand him, saw fit for that to fail also. And I'm real grateful today that it did fail. But I thought, what do they mean, change or die? I'm not going to die. But I finally, after that, realized I am going to die, and I'm going to do myself in, And every time I use, that thought was there. No matter how high I got, a few minutes later, after the thrill was gone, I come to the remorse, the guilt, and the shame, and that's where my disease wants me, and I believe that's where this disease wants everybody. It'll take and take and take until, and finally you take. But I don't know. So I became willing to change, and I was even kind of welcoming a change. But I had no idea what to change, how to change, But I was no stranger to the rooms. I just, it took me a while to realize, I'm going to kill myself, And I never thought about the pain and the hurt that I was causing the people that loved me, my parents especially. I put them through a lifetime of misery. And I never felt that until during that time I was hospitalized. It came to me. It was an awakening, I guess. It was, not of the 12 step time, but it was a spiritual awakening. I felt the pain. I felt the hurt that I was causing to those who loved me. And I don't know. That was the beginning of the road to recovery for me. It is all about change. I still struggle with areas that I need to change, but all I have to do is ask, and I usually find an answer. And I guess I don't need to tell you before, in my addiction, I was pretty self-centered, arrogant, egotistical, I knew it all, and I didn't want to hear what you had to say, you know. But I don't know, when I was told that I needed to change that, I needed to change a lot of things. And no, it wasn't everything, but it was people, places, and things. Everything that surrounds me and everything inside me, my attitudes, my thoughts, and my behaviors. That was where my real problem was. I mean, you know, I struggled a lot with the people, places, and things, too. It is a big deal. You know, I always thought I can go back to my old friends, and, you know, we grew up together and this and that, but every time I tried to hang around, you know, it would work for a little bit, but sooner or later, you know, there I was, wanting to die again, or waking up in jail, or coming to in jail, or, you know, wanting to kill somebody else, let alone myself. I don't know, you know. Spiritually, physically, morally, financially, socially, I was bankrupt. You know, there's a lot of ways to die. I thought, you know, physical death is one thing, but man, those other things. Spiritual death, I guess, being the worst for me, you know, but when I experienced a lot of those, most of those, at the same time, you know, and that put me to my knees, and I never thought, you know, there's nothing but drugs that can put me on my knees. I don't know. You know, I struggled a long time, and like I said, 10 years to finally get a year, and that year somehow became a big deal. I know it's just another day, but until I got that year, I don't know. You know, something did happen. There was I started working the steps, and that's the road to change. You know, it's all laid out. It's right there. The first three steps, they saved my life, and the next six steps, they changed my life, and the rest of the steps, the last three steps, they maintain my life. They keep me, you know, focused, and, the fourth and the fifth step, and the sixth and the seventh and the eighth and the ninth, they are the ones that changed my life. And I never thought it possible, and I'm nowhere near where I could be, but, it's been going on 16 years now since that suicide attempt. And, it seems like yesterday. I don't forget. I don't try to forget. I gotta remember. You know, I don't regret. I don't regret it, and I don't forget it. Because that's where I will end up, you know. I've been through about as many excuses as there are to try to self-will this thing, that it never worked, you know. And it wasn't for lack of trying, man. I tried everything. Like they say, psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, drugs, you know, there's a time and a place for those, I needed a lot of counseling. I needed a lot of therapy. But most of all, I needed to relate what my life had been and what I wanted my life to be. And there was only one real place that I could do that and find a result. And that's here in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, the therapeutic value is indeed unparalleled. And, you know, just getting honest and open-minded and willing, you know, being restored to sanity where I could make a sane decision. you know, that's all I needed, all of that, in order to start on the road. If I couldn't get honest, it took a long time to get honest. I won't say I don't struggle today with honesty, but I don't try to lie. I don't try to impress or, you know, all that. You know, that's just more deceit, lies, manipulation, and denial. You know, I don't need to feed my addiction anymore. You know, my addiction is getting stronger, even though my recovery is getting stronger. You know, it's a kind of a contradiction, a paradox or whatever, but this program is full of paradoxes. You know, I have found hope through desperation. You know, I thank God for desperation. I wouldn't be here without that. You know, like the phoenix rising from the fire, you know. I used to be a hopeless dope fiend, and now I find myself a dopeless hope fiend. And, you know, I got to give it away to keep it. And, you know, retreats like this and opportunities to hear other people share. And it's just so good, you know. I only get so much opportunity outside in here. There's meetings all day with people giving it away. And I can hear a lot of things, and I can relate to a lot of things. And that's something I never used to do. I used to compare myself to everybody. I never really related to what somebody was saying, what they were trying to make me feel. And it was all about what I felt. But like I said, in this step, there's change. And I'm real grateful for that. I'm grateful for all you guys, and that's all I have to say.
I would like to thank the speakers for sharing their experience, strength, and hope. It was a message we all needed to hear.